Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomlin bloviates for 25 minutes every Tuesday. Donnie picks out either a comment from Mike or an answer to a question from Mike that he views to be an important one that our listeners who are ball lovers and ball knowers should hear again and know more about. So what was today, Don?
So he didn't say the name there, but that was in regards to Derek Harmon making his debut against the Patriots. And he made an impact in that game. He was in on a couple of sacks, so he totaled one in the game, a couple of half sacks. He was able to pressure Drake May a few times, get him to move around, get uncomfortable. A couple of tackles, one he made down the field. I think it was Travion Henderson. I don't know. He didn't fumble, so I assume it was Henderson and not Stevenson. but he also played more snaps. I don't know what your anticipation was of him on Sunday or your expectation of him. I did not anticipate him playing as many snaps as he did. He played almost 50%. I thought he was looking at a snap count that would resemble more of like Y.A. Black's 25 or Daniel Equale's 17. Not a guy that would play 35 snaps in his debut.
I think it was one of those situations where you like what you see. You're in a close game. You had one idea going in. You say the hell with it. You scrap it. Because you got to get out of there with a win by any means necessary. This happens all the time in hockey. When, say, Chris Letang comes back from an injury and they're like, oh yeah, we'll ease him in. He'll play only 20 minutes. Then you look at the box score from that game and he played almost 30 in his first game back. Now, that's a body as a temple guy that's an all-time workaholic. And you got a defensive body's first game, conditioning, all that good stuff. But unless you feel like those reps are really compromised by his lack of endurance, you let him eat. And they did. And they should, because they still have a weak link on their defensive line. And Jeff Hathorn asked another great question today about Daniel Equale, or as Kabali likes to call him, Daniel Ukulele, if he, Equale, earned more playing time based on his performance against New England.
He is, but oftentimes the rep totality has a lot to do with opportunity. We weren't getting off on third down. We end up playing a lot of snaps, and so you can view it as an uptick in someone's participation. If we're getting off on third down, there might be less snaps, and you might be asking me why we're not playing them. And so I'd much rather you ask me that. My interest is getting off on possession downs.
Again, another kind of weird answer from Tomlin about why these guys play more. The defense played more snaps, so that's why they went up. He didn't want to really give Equale or guys credit for playing better. Bottom line for me on that is we know who the weak link is right now. It's Keanu Benton. He's not pulling his end of the rope hard enough. Mm-hmm. And so Harmon and Hayward, I think, are locked in as starters.
Yep.
And that leaves Black, Equale, and Benton is the other three defensive linemen. And honestly, based on how I've seen them play this year, I would put Black and Aquale ahead of Benton. And I just do not understand why there's this reluctance on their part to play Black at nose tackle.
Do they think he's like not suited for it yet?
That's the whole reason why you draft a guy that big.
I understand that. Do they? The only other reason, if they
don't
trust him,
in the preseason.
The only other reason would be you think that he has some utility to you playing non-nose tackle, like that. But what is the dude? 6'5", 340?
Yeah.
Like, what else? I know
he's not a nose tackle, who is?
Well, I know that. Like, I know you can make an argument that the ideal nose tackle is actually shorter than that. Casey Hampton size, 6'1". What did Big Snack play at, Donnie? 340. Listed at the funniest.
He's not as big as Black.
No, I'm saying, like, Casey Hampton was harder to move because there was so...
He was like 5'10", about 330.
Tall guy, 6'5", 6'6", who's 340, is theoretically easier for a fundamentally sound player to move than 6'1", 340, because there's just... He's so low to the ground.
Somebody kept texting me during the game when the Patriots would convert third downs, and they kept saying Drake, as in Drake May, and Josh, as in Josh McDaniels, are cooking the Steelers. Drake and Josh are cooking the Steelers, and then the text said, "You get it."
Oh, I said, that Disney Channel kids show.
I said, no, I don't.
Nickelodeon, Malzy.
I said, no, okay. I don't get it. And this person's like, "You don't know pop culture." And I'm like...
Oh, no, Drake and Josh is.
You guys were faded out by then. Drake and Josh
faded out.
Like my era.
Isn't that what they say about, like, heroin addicts? What are you talking about? Faded out.
Faded out.
What?
I thought that was a term that was used. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't talk about heroin addicts often, Malzy. No, I mean, you guys were out of your, like, Nickelodeon days well before and Josh.
I mean, phased
era.
Out.
No, Yeah, I mean, he could say faded out. We got too old, we had graduated.
You faded away from Nickelodeon
into Bolivian, like Mike Tyson used to say. We graduated from Nickelodeon.
And the show was called Drake and Josh.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've heard of it. Well, hold on though, Donnie. I never had Nickelodeon days. No cable till 17. Man, I'd go up to like Cleveland to my uncle and aunts and my grandma's house, and I'd watch my brother and me and Pete and Pete, and I was just like, what am I missing in life? Look at all this. I'd watch the same SportsCenter 5 times in a row.
Amazing stuff.
And weren't those the days?
Definitely.
That's when ESPN was at its best.
It was so all scores and highlights.
So you never got to watch Clarissa Explains It All on Nickelodeon?
No, I knew of those shows, but they were like
Melissa Joan Hart, man. She was a Fox back in the day.
You were a fan?
Yeah. 5, 6-year-old Pony was like, I like what she's doing.
I like what she's doing.
That was a little early for me.
Topanga was the one, I think, for most guys.
Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Topanga and Kelly Kapowski.
Oh,
from Saved by the Bell.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is still...
I never
watched... She's in her mid-50s, I think, now, and she looks phenomenal.
I never liked Saved by the Bell.
Who cares about
never
the show?
Never did it for me.
They could have been talking about whatever on the show. They had whatever her name, Kelly Kapowski. Remember, didn't they have an episode where Elizabeth Berkley, who later went on to star in Showgirls, got high on caffeine pills?
And yes.
They had one of those very special episodes.
That one's very
just
touching.
Like on Fresh Prince when Will gave Carlton speed by accident because Carlton thought it was vitamin E and he had to take back Clippers tickets to Uncle Phil because he saved Carlton's life, but he was the reason he was sick in the first place.
I met the principal from that show,
Mr. Belding,
at Jim Kelly's celebrity golf tournament when I was working up in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody introduced me to him. And I was an idiot. I didn't really, watch Saved by the Bell that much. And so just to make small talk, I asked him, I'm like, so what's Urkel up to these days? And he's like, who?
He's dead.
No. Urkel's still alive. You're thinking of Screech.
Oh, Screech.
Screech has passed away.
And Screech, yeah. Screech was sick. That sucked.
And the guy from the station I was there with was like, hey, numbnuts, Urkel's was not on that show. And the guy actually played it off and tried to answer the question like, I think he's still acting. I think he's still,
I don't know what Big Urkel's been. I don't know what Jaleel White's been doing these days.
He's probably hosting a game show somewhere that gets shown at like 10 a.m.
You know who else I met at that celebrity golf tournament? Shooter McGavin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're just telling us this now?
Yep.
Christopher McDonald himself.
You know who else I met at that golf tournament?
Bill Murray?
You're going to say, like, former president of the United States,
Ronald Reagan was there.
Clinton.
The actor who did the voice of the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Was it a dude?
Yeah, it was.
With that black cat that would, it had that, like, nasally, dry,
I know the show,
voice.
But I can't really think of the voice, and I don't know who the guy is.
I mean, pretty big flex.
I'm the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Hey, you seen that Teenage Witch show where she talks to her black cat?
That's me. Donnie, thank you for a time.
What would have been the bigger flex, that or being like, hey, you know Home Improvement? I'm Wilson. You never see my face, sure, but I'm Wilson.
Man, Tim Allen got himself in some hot water growing up, huh?
Oh, yeah, Ballsy is not a Tim Allen guy.
He should be in jail for life. He was facing a life sentence
Here
for
comes moral Ballsy.
Hold on. Not moral Ballsy. He was facing a life sentence for cocaine trafficking, and he snitched on everyone else.
Now, here's what I don't get about
that. That was not a non-starter for Pixar, because they said, we need a Buzz Lightyear, and you're the man for the job.
Or the
Santa movie he was in.
To Infinity and Beyond was his catchphrase when he was all coked up,
I bet. I'm also wondering, like, when that type of thing happens,
yeah,
somebody goes into protection. I mean, the guy's a Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
He's not hiding at all. Like, I'm surprised nobody came after him.
Well, the only other thing I could think, that's a good point. The only thing I can think of is it was him and his idiot buddies, and it wasn't, like, connected to organized crime or something. Like, they somehow just acquired a lot of cocaine and were ready to traffic. Or it was one of those deals where, like, they were getting really hammered by the prosecutor, right? They were really lording over a high sentence. And he just said, like, I'll squeal. Like, these are just two morons.
I mean, guy landed on his feet unbelievably well. A lot of people that have that kind of rap sheet can't get a job, you know, making burgers for people.
No, instead,
this guy ended up being
made tens of millions, if not more.
Yeah. Tool Time.
Also, by the way,
bunch of Santa movies.
How hard is it to do this? But I think she pulled it off. Debbie Dunning was the tool girl after Pam Anderson. And I think actually it was an improvement.
Really?
I think that's a brunette's blonde's question, though. Like, that reveals your preferences.
That's, like, another example of what you're talking about was, what was that stupid show on MTV where it went from the female sidekick was Jenny McCarthy?
Singled out.
And she got replaced by
Carmen Electra. Singled out.
I mean, that's like going from Favre to Rogers right there, folks. Would you not agree?
Yes.
I mean, yes. You thought you
Manning
lost
to
Hall
Luck,
of Fame
yeah.
quarterback. Another one walked right through the door. Jenny McCarthy to Carmen Electra.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a very fair point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.